Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lake. How may I help you today?
Hi, how are you doing? I'm just checking my credit card account, and you got this number listed up here. I got a charge of $59.95 twice on my account, and I don't know anything about it.
All right, let me see if I can pull it up for you. What's your zip code?
75224.
First and last name?
Last name is Griggs. The first name is Ledrew.
All right, spell your last name for me.
G-R-I-G-G-S.
Okay. What was your first name?
Ledrew. LEDDRUE.
Okay. And what's your phone number?
My what?
Phone number.
Area code 214-434-3675.
Okay. I mean, I'm not playing. Would it just be showing in your name?
Huh?
Would this be showing in your name? Because I'm not playing up anything with your name showing.
I don't know. I done had something come through here with my daughter's name on it. You know, I'm not familiar with that.
What's your
Her
daughter's
name?
Name
is Lakeisha. Lakeisha Davis.
Okay, that's what it's showing
on there. She's not even on my account.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
My address is 3732 Conway Street, Conway Street. I'm in number 151, Dallas, Texas, 75224.
Thank you. So it looks like here what she signed up for was a per smartwatch and per mini pod. I'm assuming with your information. She didn't call in to cancel it, and they billed her full price for those two items. That's what those two charges are for in your account.
Wow. No. No, that can't be right. Let me call the credit card company. They can't. I did that, and it was $26.
Oh, so you signed up for this.
Yeah, and it was $26, not $59.
All right, that's the shipping. Yes, and you have to cancel it. Otherwise, the full price is the $59.95 for each product.
Golly, that's a scam. Let me report. First, let me call the credit card company. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. So the only thing that I can do for you is cancel, like I said, if you contact them, of course, they're going to say you signed up for something, you know, you didn't read the information, which is what most people do. So I can cancel it out for you and give you a 50% refund on those charges. That's going to be your best option.
But I've been charged twice.
Yes, that's what I'm saying on each charge.
God, dog. Wow. My daughter told me don't be ordering nothing over the internet. Okay.
You got that,
well,
right.
Let me let the credit card number know that I talked to you and you go off it. You got a confirmation number, that's what they go ask me.
Do you want to do the 50% refund on each charge and cancel it?
Yes.
All right, give me one second. Let me get that first and I'll give you the number.
I had one charge for $1,500, and I had to turn that in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm just not too successful in ordering stuff on the internet.
Yeah, you might better stop for real.
You know, I need to throw this damn thing out the window. Look, you like discount tide. You like discount tide. Try to throw it out the window.
You got that right. Yeah, that's $1,500. Oh, no, I would have been. Mad would not have been the word.
Yes. And you know, I still don't know how to operate the watch.
They didn't come with instructions to the watch?
Yeah, but I'm still trying to figure that out. You know, I'm supposed to get my heart rate, my heartbeat. I can get to walking right. The steps that I make.
Did you ask your daughter to help you with it?
Well, I am. I'm my granddaughter. And it was so strange because her name popped up. I said, now, wait a minute now. She's on my bank account, but not on this account.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering. That's why I kept saying, is it in somebody else's name?
That's my daughter's name. I got a statement for it.
Mm.
And some other company charged me for the same thing. I don't forget what it was. Well, they took that off. They canceled my credit card. They billed me on a different credit card for the same thing.
Yeah,
so is this a marketing firm?
No, we just supply for online vendors through different companies.
Oh, okay. $50%, that'll be $59.95.
Just check your email. I sent all the information there for you.
Okay.
One second. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and give you this cancellation number. That way you can have that if you need to provide that.
Yeah, that's the first thing they're going to ask me for.
All right, okay. So your cancellation is going to be C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Your number is going to start with C as in cat.
C as in Charlie, C as in cat.
Mm-hmm. The number 7.
C. Uh-huh.
D as in dog.
Uh-huh.
243.
243.
D is in Dell.
Go ahead. I can fade it out.
To number 6.
Uh-huh.
The letter E is in Edward.
Okay.
And then B is in Bravo.
Okay. So let me repeat this back to you. CC7D243D6EB.
Yes, that is correct. And you get that to your email and give the refund about 3 to 5 business days to go back onto your account.
Okay. Thank you. That was easy.
You're so welcome.
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.